USA Today, rifles used in FedEx attack were purchased legally. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 17, 2021. USA Today reports that alleged FedEx attacker Brandon Scott Hull used two rifles to carry out his heinous act and both guns were purchased legally. USA Today notes that Hull purchased one rifle in July 2020 and the other in September 2020. Breitbart News reported that the March 22, 2021, Boulder attacker bought his gun legally too, as did the March 16, 2021, Atlanta area gunman. In fact, the overwhelming majority of high-profile attackers acquire their guns by complying with background checks, rather than going around them. Here is just a partial list of other attackers who got their guns by complying with gun control laws. Parkland High School attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas church attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas attacker, October 1, 2017. Alexandria attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando attacker, June 12, 2016. UCLA gunman, June 1, 2016. San Bernardino attackers, December 2, 2015. Colorado Springs attacker, October 31, 2015. Umpqua Community College attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's attacker, August 26, 2015. Lafayette Movie Theater attacker, July 23, 2015. Chattanooga attacker, July 16, 2015. Alleged Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, June 17, 2015. Muhammad Carton contest attackers, May 3, 2014. Las Vegas cop killers, June 9, 2015. Santa Barbara attacker, May 23, 2014. Fort Hood attacker, April 2, 2014. Arapahoe High School attacker, December 13, 2013. DC Navy Yard attacker, September 16, 2013. Aurora Movie Theater attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords attacker, January 8, 2011. Fort Hood attacker, November 5, 2009. Northern Illinois University attacker, February 14, 2008. Virginia Tech attacker, April 16, 2007. Yet President Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats continue to push background checks as a solution to high-profile firearm-related attacks. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.